Today, lawmakers grilled top officials and board members of the biotechnology firm ImClone. Members of a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee want to know why it took months for the board to get rid of the company's founder, Samuel Waxell, despite mounting evidence of wrongdoing. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Jim Greenwood, the subcommittee chairman, started the interrogation with an innocuous question. The Pennsylvania Republican pointed to a letter purportedly written by the general counsel and corporate secretary of ImClone, John Landis, and asked him,
"Is that your signature?"
"No, it's not."
The letter to the Bank of America certified that Sam Waxell owned certain ImClone securities. In fact, Waxell didn't, but he needed the letter so that he could use the securities as collateral for a loan from the bank. Landis testified that he first learned of the letter in mid-January. He confronted Sam Waxell, who Landis said admitted to the forgery.
"Did you report this to the federal authorities?"
"No, I did not."
Was the board notified about the forgery to Bank of America?"
"Yes, it was."
Then Greenwood had a question for the chairman of ImClone's board, Robert F. Goldhammer.
"Why wasn't Sam Waxell fired immediately?"
"Well, as soon as we found out about it, we immediately formed a special committee of the board and hired outside counsel to investigate this allegation and do it as quickly as possible."
Colorful, charismatic, and by many accounts brilliant, Sam Waxell founded ImClone Systems in 1984. Its only product, the promising colon cancer drug Erbitux, was dealt a serious setback last year by the Food and Drug Administration. ImClone's stock began to plunge, and Sam Waxell allegedly tried to save his own financial fortunes. He's been indicted for insider trading, and his friend and fellow investor Martha Stewart is also being investigated. Today, committee members were pounding home the point that even as ImClone's fate was unraveling, the company's board remained in thrall of the top executive. Congressman Greenwood said this wasn't the first time Sam Waxell had forged the signature of ImClone's general counsel. Landis acknowledged there had been another incident back in 1986 when Waxell issued himself an ImClone stock certificate worth $90,000.
"To whom did you report these acts of forgery by Sam Waxell, and when?"
"Well, I immediately had a conversation with Sam, a number of conversations with him, to learn what the circumstances were. I told him that this was clearly not how one did this. So my discussions were with Sam."
"So he thought that the appropriate way to do it was through forgery?"
Florida Democrat Peter Deutsch asked the board whether they confronted Sam Waxell about the Bank of America letter. Paul Copperl, who heads the audit committee of the ImClone board, repeated that the board turned the matter over to their special counsel.
"Did they ask him that question?"
I honestly don't know what their process was.
I mean, wouldn't that have been an appropriate question to ask?"
"Very possibly."
"I mean, this is wacky. The guy's forging documents, and you keep him in charge of the company, and you're outside directors."
According to today's testimony, the outside counsel never did conclude its investigation of Sam Waxell. The board finally asked for Waxell's resignation 2 weeks before the federal government filed criminal charges against him. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.